Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is upland game biologist RJ Gross. Today we're going to talk spring turkeys. RJ, deadline for spring turkey lottery is coming up fairly quick.
Yep, February 13th, and it's all online now. No paper apps anymore, so remember, just fill it out online.
Okay, so go to the Game and Fish website, gf.nd.gov.
Yep.
Okay, how are the turkey populations doing in North Dakota?
Actually really good. The last couple of years we've had very good production, which is a good change. Since about 2008, we've been lowering licenses every year. So it's kind of nice to report some good news finally.
How many total licenses this year are we giving out?
It's right over 6,000. It's right around 6,030, which is the first time it's been over 6,000 licenses since around 2008. So like I said, it's good news and it's a good time to be a spring turkey hunter in North Dakota.
Okay, up from how many last year?
We had right around 5,600.
Okay, and there are some areas where the habitat's better than others.
Yep, you know, typically the river corridors, that's where turkeys are really doing well, and then things out in the Badlands where the trees really aren't getting taken out, and we've been seeing the turkey population really respond out there.
Okay, so their habitat is pretty much woodlands.
Yep, it's pretty much woodlands, the cedars, things like that out there.
You have some areas of the state that are doing pretty good and others that aren't so good.
Right, yeah, you know, like I said, we last year even raised turkey tags. We kind of shifted them from the east to the west. Turkeys in the west seem to be doing a lot better. Their habitat hasn't been changed as much as in the east, and then also the conditions in the spring and the summer have been good out there. In the eastern portion, it's still lowering licenses. It's just not the habitat anymore. You know, the James River and the Cheyenne River valleys are ones that come to mind. The turkey population just hasn't been doing good out there for the last 10 plus years, so gonna keep taking the licenses back out there.
Okay, the season opens in April.
Yep.
Populations are good. What can hunters expect?
Yep, I mean, the thing's gonna be, if you get out there and scout, pattern the turkeys, see where, you know, put them to rest at night on the roost, find out where they're going feeding in the morning, get in between the roost site and the feeding areas, you should have success, and there's going to be plenty of turkeys out, especially in western North Dakota.
Okay, unlike the fall, this is a tom turkey only?
Right, yep, the fall, that's our population control season. That's where you can shoot any a hen, a jake or a tom. And the spring, it's for recreational season, and it's the goal is to shoot toms, but also the regulation, it's a male or a bearded turkey, because sometimes males, the turkeys, they can, their beards can fall off, rot off, and sometimes females have beards, so it's open to that, but we want people to shoot those older toms.
RJ, how many different units do we have for turkeys, and are there units that are up and down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have 22 units spread out throughout the state. Seven of them are going to be lower this year. 11 of them are going to see an increase in license. The rest will stay the same. And then there is one unit, Unit 21, down in the southwest around Hettinger, that's closed. Just turkeys haven't responded down there. We're working on getting more turkeys down there, better habitat. So hopefully in the future that can be opened.
A couple things hunters can do if they do harvest a turkey. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Yeah, you know, turkeys, we don't really have a good survey for them. I mean, we look for them on our brood runs, but it's not exactly, you know, along river corridors, things like that, where you typically see turkeys. We're looking for mainly pheasants and grouse on those. So if you harvest a turkey, or even if you don't harvest a turkey, you're going to get a survey. And if you don't harvest a turkey, still fill that out, say you didn't harvest a turkey, because that's how we determine success. And that's one of my main metrics that I use to set licenses, just because we don't have a very good population survey. These hunter success, that's basically the main thing that I use. And if you do harvest one, fill it out, where you harvested, what day, what unit, things like that. And then also, if you harvest one, with your license, you get an envelope that you'll cut off the last three tips of the primaries, and then take some breast feathers right from along the mane. Don't try and get out towards the armpits, just because the feathers change and I can't tell if that's a male or a female from that. So try and get, you know, 2-3 feathers from right along the breastbone, and then the wingtips. Send those into me, and that's how we use that to determine if we're harvesting the right number of turkeys. Because we can tell adult and juvenile, when we look at the ratio that the harvest is, and that's basically, I mean, it comes down to, if you're shooting too many adults and not enough juveniles, then you need to cut back your licenses a little bit.
Okay, and there are some units typically that have extra licenses if you forget to put in for
yep.
the lottery.
Yeah, there is. You can get, if you draw in the lottery, you can still get up to one leftover. And units like Unit 25 and 27 come to mind. Those always seem to have, at least lately, have leftovers. And especially like Unit 25, it's right along the Souris River up by Minot. It's been great production the last few years, and even this year it might be near record production. So there's plenty of turkeys up there, and there's some good habitat up there, some good forests and things like that. So yeah, I would encourage people to look into those extra opportunities for that leftover tag.
Okay, so overall, spring turkey hunting should be good.
It should be, yeah.
A lot of good information, RJ.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The application deadline for the 2019 spring turkey season is Wednesday, February 13th. To apply, go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. And something new this year, if you're a first-time turkey hunter, 15 years old or younger, you can hunt in any of the open 22 units for spring turkey hunting, not just one specified unit like previous years.
For Upland Game Biologist RJ Gross and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.